proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue looking at Jesus Christ teaching his disciples how to pray in that section of the Sermon of the Mount known as the Lord's Prayer. He had asked them to affirm the holiness of God, as well as praying for the sovereignty of God and the will of God to come to earth as in heaven. In this section, Jesus Christ tells his disciples that they need to ask God to provide for their daily bread. The word daily, represented by the Greek adjective semeron, refers to that amount of food which was sufficient to satisfy hunger for that period of time. What Jesus Christ is saying is that Christians need not lay up bread for perceived future needs. Instead, they ought to trust God to provide for those needs. Should believers then concern themselves about securing the necessities of life? In the 6th chapter of Matthew, Jesus Christ instructed his disciples, quote, "Take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed?" Unquote. He added that it was the Gentiles that sought after those things. Rather, the Savior directed his disciples, quote, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Unquote. By teaching his disciples to ask God for their daily bread, Jesus Christ stressed that they ought to esteem spiritual matters above mundane, worldly matters. The Lord practiced what he preached in that matter as well. He and his followers lived on the charitable donations provided by others, as noted in the 8th chapter of Luke's Gospel. The Savior did not even carry any money with him. When confronted with a question about paying tribute to Caesar, as recorded in Matthew chapter 22, Jesus Christ had to ask his inquirers if any of them had a coin. The Old Testament provided an object lesson about God's ability to meet the needs of his people. In the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses told the Israelites how God had, quote, "humbled thee and suffered thee the hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live." Unquote. This example can be seen during the Israelite sojourn in the wilderness. Every single day, except for the seventh day, the Sabbath, every single day God provided each family just enough manna to feed them in the wilderness. When each Israelite family gathered manna, they found that, quote, "he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack," unquote. This is according to the record in the 16th chapter of Exodus. The Apostle Paul also learned how to live in complete dependence upon God's provision. In the 4th chapter of the book of Philippi, the Apostle informed that congregation that, quote, "I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and suffer need," unquote. In other words, Paul had learned to live for God, whether in times of feast or times of famine. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul had informed his protege that, quote, "godliness with contentment is great gain," unquote. The apostle added this, quote, "we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out," unquote. He concluded that, quote, "having food and raiment, let us therewith be content," unquote. Christians ought to trust God to meet all their needs and focus their efforts on his kingdom and his righteousness. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.